Hello dear friends, today I, Niharika Gupta, PTT English, will tell you something about mental well-being, which is very important. Dear children, as recently the school results have been announced, and I know that many of my children would be distressed because they would have got less grades. But dear children, scoring less grades is not your ultimate destination of life. Life is too big to think over. You cannot put all stress on your mind and can walk with this heavy baggage on your shoulders of stress. Stress wrecks havoc on your emotional equilibrium as well as your overall physical and mental health. It narrows your ability to think clearly, function effectively, and enjoy life. Dear children, the day Lord Rama was going to be crowned, a night prior, he was given exile. Then, did he go to depression? Did he leave anything and start taking drugs or alcohol, or start feeling that there is nothing left in life now? No, he continued, and everyone knows that who he is. So we must learn from Lord Rama that life is unpredictable, but we must be strong enough to face all the challenges which life put forth for us. We must be strong enough. We must not take shortcuts. We must not feel in the trap of avarice, greed, or jealousy, because these are the root evils which give birth to the disease like stress. Be happy. Have optimistic attitude in life. Love, affection, care, give happiness to others. If you will give happiness to others, you ultimately will feel strong. But if you will feel that you want to take revenge from someone for one or the other thing, you will always be heavy. Your mind will never be relaxed. What do you want? You want a heavy luggage, or you want to be light as air? So be optimistic. Life is a coaster of tribulations. Many of the times you will face problems. Many of the times the day will be good, because every day is not Sunday. But you must be strong enough to tell the life, yes, we are there to fight against you. And this can only happen if you deal with the situation bravely. Talk with your parents, talk to your grandparents, talk to your friends. Share your problems. Don't make the savage of feelings in your heart. Share with whom you want to. Love everyone. Scroll nature. See how beautiful these days spring season is there. See how the flowers are blooming. They will give you internal happiness. Life is not what you have thought. God has beautiful plans for us. So always be optimistic and learn that optimistic attitude plus love, care, and affection for others plus gratitude is equal to blissful life, which we all dream of. Bye-bye.
Namaskar, I, Shekhar Sharma, welcome you all in book review section of our podcast. And today I'm going to review this book called Wellbeing by Tom Rath and Jim Harter. The Secret to Happiness. Do you experience a strong sense of well-being every day? Such contentment depends on more than just financial security, physical health, or some other beneficial attributes. If you work to improve in one or two areas, but ignore the others, you will not be happy. Much of what we think will improve our well-being is either misguided or just plain wrong. yet people commonly take a short-sighted approach. They buy books or purchase videos with the specific goal of getting rich. Becoming thin, finding love, gaining respect, or building relationships. Faithfully following the rules these guides lay out for them, they make concentrated effort to improve their lives in discrete areas. Then they give up because having an exclusive focus on one or two life's aspects interferes in the other important elements. The single biggest threat to our own well-being tend to be ourselves. People are not just money accumulators or health builders or romance finders. They are all these things and more. Money alone will not increase the sense of well-being. Research shows that the annual increase of 10,000 rupees in salary produces only 2% increase in happiness in return. Most of the people opt for the immediate happiness instead of long-range well-being. You escape this quick fix thinking by developing short-term incentives that serve your long-term objectives. For example, contemplating the future dangers of obesity may not make you forego vanilla ice cream right now. However, if you know that how poorly your high-fat hangover will make you feel for the rest of the day, perhaps you will find the fortitude to resist. Similarly, you may decide to exercise this morning because you know that even 20 minutes of physical activity can make you feel good for the next 12 hours. Such smart thinking, known as positive default position, can motivate you to do the right thing when temptation strikes. You can then orient your day-to-day activities to line up with your long-range well-being goals. Of course, this will require hard work, discipline, and personal accountability. But the result, a vibrant, happy life, is certainly worth it. Thanks.